you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. That was 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, finally Friday, October 31st, 2025. Oh, listening friend, you've been prayed up, and we're excited to share not only about 2 Timothy 4, 7, but fighting the good fight and being prepared to leave a legacy of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming that good news message wherever you go, as you go. And our special guest facilitator is my good friend, longtime friend, Bernie Lutchman, who is like a free agent for Jesus. I've used that term many times on many people, but he lives it out in so many different capacities with BMIC, Businessmen in Christ. That's men that are in the business of Christ. The second Saturday of every month in Springfield, 50, 60, 70 guys coming together, learning how they can improve their walk with the Lord. And anyways, a lot to say about Bernie. He's been on the air many times with his books and his various activities and the different things he does in the community, but he agreed to facilitate today's discussion where we're going to talk about that legacy, fighting the good fight and ending well and sharing that faith with our family, with our friends, with those we work with. And so, Bernie, why of all the topics and verses and passages of scripture you could talk about, why has God put legacy on your heart?
Because when we are on our deathbed, we are not going to look back on a lifetime of working all day in the office, of playing endless golf and high-fiving other guys on the golf course. What we're going to leave behind is a family, a legacy of something. Everybody leaves behind something. Jonathan Edwards left behind college presidents, pastors, deacons, and even vice presidents of the United States. Other people leave behind convicts and so on. What the Apostle Paul, before he died, his final words can be found in 2 Timothy 4, 7, where he went through these three points, which mean a lot. We can do hours and hours of Bible studies on every phrase of that verse. And I've been doing a lot of pulpit supply in recent months at different churches where pastors go on vacation. They give me a shout to fill in for them. And I've been teaching on this because 25 years ago, we were in a Bible study with Brian McKenzie, who started the Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Springfield, started by Dr. Robert Lewis of Little Rock, Arkansas, called Men's Fraternity. Mm-hmm. And we went through the great adventure. And in order to do that, we had to find out our gifts. And we did this survey in the middle of that. And the results of the survey was calculated by something called Fellowship Associates. And these are the people who evaluate astronauts down in Huntsville, Alabama, where my wife's from.
Got to do a shout out for the wife.
Shout out for the wife, Vicky. Roll Tide. And each one of us got, from the answers that we gave, they gave us what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, and how well we should direct our purposes. And over the years, studying and being a servant of the living God, he made this clear to me that your legacy is really important. And it's going to be found in your children, your grandchildren, and your associates and those that, with whom you fellowship with in the city and elsewhere.
Well, I know this conversation is going to go into 2 weeks because there's so much content. You gave us a sneak preview, and I sent it out to our many guests, which I love this when I see friends from Jacksonville and Beardstown and Champaign, Urbana, any other towns outside of Springfield, Chatham. So a good representation of friends that are coming together, kind of a small group Bible study that are meeting here today in the studio to talk about legacy. And I'd be remiss, Bernie, if I didn't point out one of the legacies you're leaving is our Director of Listener Relationships, Ani Lutchman, who's in the studio joining us, and your mother-in-law, she's working downstairs, Joyce Mankey, our station manager here. So there's a legacy, the godly legacy through those two that work so closely with this ministry. But can you give us a sneak preview, maybe those 3 points, so we can be attentive to listening for the 3 things you hope to accomplish either today or through next week? So what would be those 3 points?
And in addition to that, just briefly, we try to do that as well in Businessmen in Christ, which I lead. We're a discipleship organization, discipleship outreach and service, and we've actually started several other ministries that came out of BMIC, including the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference, which next year will be 20 years since we've been in Springfield. There's something to being fighting the good fight, which is the first phrase in this verse. I have fought the good fight, I've finished the course, and I've kept the faith. And what we're going to talk about over the next few weeks and discuss among the great folks here from Central Illinois is, what does it mean? And not what does it mean to you, but what does it mean, what God is trying to say, and how are we going to walk this out? And when he saved us, he called us to a battle. Otherwise, he would not have given us the armor of God to put on. So we are in a war. And the more that Christians believe this and walk in this lane, the more victorious we're going to have a good life and pass it on to those who come behind us. So we have to realize, first of all, that we're in a war. And secondly, we have the equipment to handle this war and win.
So the 3 points, I'm just looking at that verse. So we're going to learn about fighting the good fight. We're going to learn about finishing well, being purposeful, intentional, and then keeping the faith.
Keeping the faith.
I mean, it's no good if you do some good things, but if you don't keep the faith, then it's all for naught.
Yeah, so all three go together and they're in order for a reason.
So we're going to walk through that verse, 2 Timothy 4:7. I'll reread it. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. How do we jump into that? And I should say, Bernie has very few notes in front of him. He has Bible open, and that's what he kind of relies on. That, and he has a great memory. I appreciate Bernie came to mind a week ago when I thought, hey, you know, I don't have a speaker yet, as Mark has been on vacation. I thought, Bernie Lutchman, he comes all the time. He's a capable Bible teacher. He's facilitated a lot of small groups and is very active. He'll be the one, so I know you're prepared.
So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he starts off on the armor of God. But if you look at verse 13, you'll notice something here, and going into 14a. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore. What you notice there is he uses the word stand 3 times. So withstand, stand, and stand. So I guess he wants us to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about King David and his mighty man. His mighty man, he had about 36 on the inner circle when he was on the run from Saul and recorded in 1 Samuel. One of the mighty men stood in the lentil field with a sword stuck to his hand, and basically he slew 300 people. Another one of his mighty men was down in a pit, a snowy pit, and with a lion, and the lion did not come out. So God has given us these examples in the Old Testament and Bible, well, to show us that we have to stand and fight. And how do we stand and fight? We put on the armor.
When you hear the word stand, what comes to mind? What's one of the things you think about when you hear the word stand?
Well, particularly in combination with the armor of God, you find that there is no covering on the back. You have the breastplate, but nothing covering your back. You are to stand and face what's coming and fight it. Running away is not part of the solution.
That's good.
In an earlier verse, it talks about put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. So that's the context of what he's talking about here, standing against the devil's schemes. So it's great to read through this and study it, but just out of curiosity, how many people can remember a sermon by their pastor in the last 3 months where he talked about standing against the devil's schemes? Anybody? Yeah, a couple out of the whole group. That's the issue. The context here is standing against the devil's schemes. So we have to talk about the devil's schemes. We have to be willing to admit that there is a devil, that there is an opponent, and then we have to talk about how we stand against the devil's schemes.
It seems to represent something that you face every day, which is there's a conflict. We don't like conflict. But we're going to have to face a conflict all the time. And you got to be prepared at all times. And that's kind of a burden of fear almost. And you have to know this is a conflict. This is a real fight. And there's going to be, you're going to feel fear. And I think that's why it's so hard to stand up for things, because you're going to get every kind of reaction you could possibly imagine and the one you don't even think of.
Yeah, there's a cost. I wrote down, Bernie, and you might appreciate this, stand in the gap.
Stand in the gap.
I mean, there's a big Promise Keepers theme, how we're not always only just standing for ourselves or standing up for the Lord. We're standing in the gap for others. So God can use us in various ways to stand in the gap when maybe somebody else is either ill-equipped or not ready to stand or can't be firm in their weakness at this point.
Yeah, because we all have different gifts. And the thing is, we have to stand like this for our entire lives. Mm. It's not just one off. It's day by day, 24 hours a day, 365 years and years, decades, and the rest of our lives after we're born again, because that's when the battle starts.
Yeah, and standing can be tiresome. Who was it? Aaron and Hur, who helped Moses. You know, mm-hmm. they stood on his left and his right, keeping his arms up in the air so that God was working out miracles. So maybe the word today for some of you tuned in, maybe just one of you listening right now, is you need to stand in that gap, or you need to equip yourself to stand firm today. And so have you started out being in God's word? Have you prayed up the day? Have you asked the Holy Spirit to order your steps? You ask, Lord, let me be that person that stands up for you. So those would be all maybe techniques or tools or ways today to equip you for this very day. So Bernie, with this lesson this week and next week, if God was going to answer your prayer for us here in the room or for that listener that's tuned in today, what do you hope gets achieved, or how would God answer your prayer? Well, I know I'm putting you on the spot. There's been no show prep about this.
That's okay. That's what it's all about. Let the Holy Spirit speak. Mm-hmm. I've found, like, not just young people, young couples, young singles, young maybe 30s and 40s, but older people, because we get a lot of those in our Bible study groups on Wednesday nights or at BMAC on second Saturday of every month, is that they are not in victory. They don't live in victory. Basically, they're defeated. They don't want to handle the stresses of daily life, anxious, the opposite of Philippians chapter 4, they're anxious for everything, and they forget how to pray because God's not hearing my prayers. Well, that's what they say. But at the same time, because of the sometimes lack of teaching about the devil's schemes, as Dave was talking about here, people don't know that they have an armor they can put on. Like when the Bible says to put on put around your waist the belt of truth, that is to fight against the lies of the devil, and to shod your feet with the preparation of gospel of peace. That is to put on Jesus, mm-hmm. because they don't realize their idea of Jesus, maybe the Christmas Jesus, the baby Jesus, or the one on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, who rose from the dead. But they don't have the full knowledge that he can be with them 24/7, and he is for them, and he's in every page, every word of this book from Genesis to maps, and he's there for him. So my prayer would be, if someone's listening today who's having all these problems and who is anxious for everything and can't face tomorrow because something's happened in their relationships and their jobs or anything, or health, or there's a bad report coming, is that, first of all, cry out to God. You say God doesn't hear your prayer. Cry out to him. Ask, Lord, I'm here. Reveal yourself to me, and he will listen to you. Even if you don't belong to him and have repented of your sins and accepted him as Lord and Savior, if you're sincere and you want to have a relationship with him and cry out to him, he will show himself to you. That would be something we can start with.
I opened up my Bible to that passage in Ephesians chapter 6, you know, the full armor of God. Yeah. People have talked about that and preached on it. But that one verse, verse 3, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. And what's unique about this passage, we're not standing in our own power. We're standing in the power of the Lord.
That's
and
right.
So he's the one that equips us to stand. And he will help us to stand, but it's keeping our eyes on him and our focus on what he's going to do. But he does equip us, and he wants us in his word. He wants us prepared for each and every day. But the standing comes because we're standing up for him.
That's right. And standing up with the knowledge. The thing is, too many people don't have that full knowledge that they can go to him, that he is here. And this book reads us while we read it. Mm-hmm. And so he knows exactly what we need if only we ask. He says so. Jesus said so in the Gospels. Ask. You do not have because you do not ask.
Any other thoughts on putting on the full armor of God? Is that a practice for some of you that every day you think that through? I know, Dave, you've talked about spiritual warfare in past programs, but it is important, listening friend, to be aware that God does equip us for each and every day, not only just to stand up, but to be a warrior for Him. What were you going to say?
I think one of the paths that anxiety can come in through is we take the instruction upon the full armor of God and we go forward thinking that we have to achieve victory. Mm-hmm. But the Christian is only called to fight. Mm-hmm. The battle belongs to the Lord. Right. He brings about victory. Our job is just to be obedient in engaging the fight, and He will make the results happen for us even when they seem utterly impossible.
Tad, your head's going up and down.
Well, the whole time I've been listening to this, I keep thinking, we talk about fighting the good fight, and everybody thinks you have to go out and attack the devil. And this is not what this is talking about. This is a defensive posture. You are prepared for what comes, and you've done what needs to be done so that you can endure. When you said, what did you think of when you say the word stand? I'm thinking the Alamo. These guys knew they weren't going to win, but they stood there anyway. And I'm thinking, you know, we know eventually we will win this. Well, we won't. God will win this for us. But we have to be prepared to stand and hang on through no matter what comes. And I've been thinking, like, the things that have been happening to me and other people this week, the devil's turning up the heat. We have to hold on, and the only thing we can do is hold on to Jesus, because that's where our strength comes from.
Right.
And it comes from a constant preparation. It's not something you do one time. You got to keep doing it, and you build on it.
That's right. And you said a defensive posture, and you're right, because this is the only offensive weapon we have, the Bible. And with the Bible and the knowledge that Jesus already won the victory, we can win because He has our back, literally. as Tim was saying earlier on, the whole armor is for the front. And Jesus got our back.
And the glory of the Lord shall be our rear guard.
That's right.
We have to keep our focus on God. We get so easily distracted by our circumstances. Satan's a master at getting into our weak points, and he knows where we're vulnerable. So we have to keep our focus on God.
Something important for me is to start each day with a time doing my devotions and preparing for what may come my way, good or bad, that I can stand tall for the Lord.
And it's something else about defense. That's not a one-person thing. We stand shoulder to shoulder with other believers. So we are helping defend each other as well.
Right.
Bernie, I'm looking at your notes, and they were very thorough for all of us, but I'm reading here, walk in a manner worthy of our calling, walk in humility, walk in unity with the Holy Spirit of God, walk not like the Gentiles or unbelievers or of the world, walk as the new creation that we walk in righteousness, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, walk in love, walk in the light, walk in wisdom, walk in holiness. You want us walking too, not just standing, right?
Yes, because that takes us into the next phrase. Finish the course. We have to do all these things. We don't do it alone. And actually, all those walks actually came from Ephesians chapter 4 and 5, where you actually use the word walk. So we're not in a sprint, because a lot of Christians think as soon as they get born again, or saved maybe, they start going 100 miles an hour, and then burn out, and then walk away from church, and then the slide begins. We are supposed to walk. You know the song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
You've been listening to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again or pass it on to a friend, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Today we've been looking at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. We've talked a lot about that. The fighting is sometimes just standing there, standing and watching what the Lord will do. I think next week we'll look at a little more. Finish the race. I have kept the faith. Can we all say that? Are we going to keep the faith today? Are we going to finish the race? Are we intentional on how we're going to move forward and how we're going to equip others to move forward? Our special guest, our special presenter, our special facilitator is Bernie Lutschman, known very well throughout the East Central, Central Illinois area through his work through BMIC and National Day of Prayer and golf outings to raise funds for many different causes, equipping men with many different men's conferences. But Bernie Lechman has been a dear friend of the ministry and a good friend of one of our board members, Doug Reihard. And usually at the BMIC, they'll always announce 897 to highlight WLUJ and that frequency. But we'll continue this discussion of finishing well and leaving a godly legacy, not just leaving a legacy. I know many of us want to pass on our heritage or our resources or maybe some of our vision to our family and friends, but let's learn next week what that godly legacy entails and how we can be a part of that. Any other closing thoughts, Bernie, in our last minute here?
I think next week we could continue on this thing about the second point, while finishing the course, because that's really important. I did a lot of conferences recently, and the main one I spoke at BYO Church was on finishing well and finishing the course, because I know a lot of guys who are scared that they're going to drop right before the finish line. So there's a way we can finish it all the way and get home to glory with all flags flying.
Well, thank you, Bernie. And I'm going to have Dave close out our time in prayer for those that maybe are new to this concept. They know about legacy, but a godly legacy. Maybe they haven't entered into that relationship with Jesus yet. To the senior saint that's been thinking a lot about this, because maybe their time to meet with the Lord is coming, is soon. And so, Dave, if you can pray for just those that are tuned in today, that they'll see the importance of living a legacy for God.
Yeah, Lord, thank you for your word. And thank you for giving us the truth and help us to have a hunger for the truth, so that when we put on that belt of truth, we know what that fight is, what that good fight is that we need to fight, and that we fully understand our opponent and what you've laid out for us in the Bible as your plan for our winning that good fight. Mm-hmm. And Lord, draw every listener back for next week's program so that we can talk about finishing the race too.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Bernie. Thank you, Room of Friends from all different parts of the area. And thank you, listener, for being tuned in. I hope and pray that you're blessed by this truth. God loves you, He cares for you, and He wants you to finish well, and He'll equip you to finish well, but it might take others. So humble yourself and ask a friend to come alongside you or to assist you. Be in His Word daily. Get in church this Sunday or Saturday or whenever your pastor is going to be preaching God's message, because there'll be a divine appointment scheduled for you because God cares. Well, thank you, Bernie, for facilitating this discussion. We look forward to having you back next week at the same time to talk more about 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Oh, listening friend, keep the faith today. God loves you and He cares. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Bernie Lechman, and a Room of Friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day, night, and weekend.